These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Hello.
Ooh, something spooky.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready, man. I love this time of year.
Still vibing out to Square Dance. Dude, it's a creepy night out there. It's windy as hell and starting to rain and get cold. We have a ghost, a fake ghost on our earth. Fake ghost. We have a ghost on our front porch, and Audrey got scared earlier.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, is it a ghost or a fake ghost? Hold on.
It's a ghost. What's it's a Swayze.
So it's a real ghost.
She's like the wind in my dreams.
Wait, Dusty, someone's here to make a special intro.
Ooh. Hello, boils and ghouls. Welcome to the top six Feet Under podcast.
My voice is
who the hell that.
Was that the Tales from the Crypt guy?
Yes, I have the box set. I love it.
All right. Welcome in, everybody. We are getting spooky in this episode.
Oh, ghouls, goblins, bobbing for apples.
All right. This is Dustin. Dustin with the Top Six Podcast. I am joined, as always, by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hello, ghouls and goblins.
Hello. Welcome to the Top Six Podcast. Cast.
Hey, we do this episode in a different voice that sounds spooky.
Who's our sponsor for this one? Your local funeral homes.
Ronald McDonald.
Nope.
Ronald McDonald of Kane, PA.
Schweitzer Funeral Home.
Here's the question. Why is there no chain funeral homes? Is that something we can tap into or what?
I'm sure there are in bigger areas.
Like a chain, you know. Like the Taco Bell of funeral homes. You know what you're getting? There's a menu, you know. There's a dollar menu. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. Funeral homes. Shout out to that's where purgatory starts, and this is where we're set in our episode. Tell them what it is.
All right, everybody, girls and boys, ghosts and goblins. We are tackling the top six Halloween costumes in this episode. We're gonna have some fun. It's almost Halloween time. Yeah. There is a pandemic going on, but I'm sure people will go out there without masks on and take candy from strangers. No big deal.
NBD. No big deal.
I think we're going to, I don't know. I think we're going to probably do like an Easter egg Halloween, and we're going to hide candy around our yard and make our girls go look for it. I don't know.
Nice. You could have like, you could like go hide and jump out and scare them or something.
Ooh. All right, so top six Halloween costumes. I'm kind of curious what you guys came up with, because I've got my strategy. I've got my list that's very specific, or excuse me, it's very broad, number 6 to 2. Number 1 is very specific. So, there you go.
Interesting. It's not a bad strategy, you know. You get the pop culture year by year. Big hitters, you know, like an awesome Halloween costume in 2005 is not an awesome Halloween costume now. You know, there's topical references you could do, but
I'd say my list, I went with just timeless costumes. It's good in any time of era, any year. That's how I looked at it.
Same here. Same here, except for number one, which this costume is going to be relevant for as long as I'm still alive, I'd say. So speaking of murder, did someone mention murder? No?
You know, it's always there. It's all good.
So speaking of murder, I saw that Dexter's coming back. What's up with that?
I saw that on Twitter the other day. Hopefully it makes up for that shit ass finale.
Shit ass. What is that out of 10?
Dude, that finale was terrible.
Yeah, the worst part about it was a finale to a really good show. So it hurt more, you know? The show itself did not deserve it. They could have done so much better. I mean, especially when other shows that planned ahead, like Breaking Bad or something, came out, ended around the same time, and it's like, yeah, you guys dropped the ball.
Yeah, it felt so rushed and so forced.
But maybe this is a redeemer. Who knows?
Yeah, they could make up for it.
I don't want them to shy away from shit, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not a nerd, but Game of Thrones was worse than Dexter.
Ooh.
Really? For the finale?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get this started. So if you're a first-time listener, thank you for listening. If you're I almost just said welcome backer. That's not a thing.
welcome backer.
If you're a return listener, you know how we do this. Jordy asked me and Chad a trivia question. That's who gets to go with their list first. So, Jordy, let's bring it on. I'm on a hot streak, baby.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dive right into this one. What two teams passed on drafting Michael Jordan in 1984?
Hawks and Utah.
Baby, you're dead wrong.
Do I get a choice? Do I have to only
Dusty get both? Dusty right? gets a chance. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, I have to get both. Can't I just say at least the Portland Trailblazers?
Yes, that's correct.
And oh Christ. I should
Can I get, you? Get both. No hints. What the hell? No.
New York Knicks.
No, it's Houston Rockets.
Okay, I should get it.
Okay. Backup question. What kind of fruit juice is used to mix a piña colada?
Coconut.
Piña colada.
Coconut.
Kate got this easily.
Coconut.
No.
Orange juice.
Pineapple.
Ah, good shit. God. If you like piña coladas.
Dude, you know why I picked that question? Because I've been watching Shrek lately with Audrey and Ethan and
yep.
When they do that Bachelorette
yes.
spoof, and they pick Fiona,
yeah,
they play that song.
All right, next question.
I think I'm gonna go back in time and put Shrek on my list for top six animated movies.
Too late.
Oh, the Marty McFly clause.
No,
I was gonna call it the Doc Brown.
Nay, sir, yeah, I am in two. Not favor of speaking proper English and of that. Jeez, nay.
Pick number three, my lord. Okay. Okay. In cakes, what is the difference between icing and frosting?
Frosting has eggs.
The difference between icing and frosting.
The spelling.
Fudge. Butter.
Eggs.
There is no difference.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're going to get fired, man. These are God, Billy Jack only have... bullshit questions.
You better watch your back. You better watch your back. Wow. Or you're going to get your Achilles sliced.
Oh, geez. Like that character from Oz.
Yeah. Exactly like that. And from Hostel.
Gee. And Kill Bill.
Okay. Let me look up another question because you're not going to get this one.
Did we just reference three different Achilles cutting scenes? That was easy for us. Jeez, why can't we get these questions? Okay, I'm ready. I'm falling shit. Apart.
Let me just, I'll try it, I guess. In what year did the Kentucky Derby
1914.
Start?
1914.
1915.
1875.
Oh, that was close, Chad. Chad got it. We were doing.
All right. Price yeah.
Right.
Chad, you were closer.
All right. Holy hell. If you're still with us, I'm going to start my list. All right. Number six.
Yeah. Sorry.
Halloween costumes. Okay. Number six. I went with a witch. Just a.
Oh, I bet you're a Hocus Pocus
well,
fan, Chad.
Well, if you're into that kind of witch, then that's covered. So it's a very broad, vague one. Witch. But, you know, I think the I don't know. Halloween is a reason to be a little evil, you know, and show it out there. You got little kids going to school dressed as the devil. What other day can you do that? Probably not any other day. So
Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that would go over well. Witch is like one of those little evil things you can get away with. So there you go. And whatever flavor
yeah, you know,
witch
I,
you want, there you go.
I recently watched an episode of Boy Meets World where DJ Tanner actually plays a witch.
Boy Meets World?
Yeah, DJ Tanner's in the episode The Witches of Pembroke.
Oh, all right.
It was fucking scary.
Well,
Chad,
number five, skeleton.
Johnny Lawrence.
Yep, exactly. I mean, that's where it stems from. The whole Cobra Kai crew rolling a fatty in the boot in the stall and getting. What, you just get water poured on him? Jeez.
Yeah, he flipped out.
Who
he
gives
high.
A shit?
He was high, man.
Well, I guess
he had. Weed doesn't make you angry like
here's
that.
Here's the thing.
He had
that's
to
not going
to
make me sprint 400 yards if I got a little water on me. I'll tell you that. But anyway, skeletons.
Might have been
Roid Rage. Roid Rage.
Skeletons, number five. Number four, pirate.
Arr.
Yeah, that's just a good general one. If you're an adult, you're going to a outdoor, you know, a party where there's a patio or something, you can piece this costume together, which is beautiful. You know, you don't. You can go to Goodwill. You can go to a thrift store. Just piece it all together. Throw on an eye patch. Also, it's friendly to people with beards. Jordy, you wouldn't understand, but some Halloween costumes you just can't do because you got a beard.
Oh, makeup, Chad. You can always get a fake beard.
No, I'm saying if you you can't get rid of. I'm not shaving my beard for a Halloween costume. You know, but if you're a pirate, there's Blackbeard. Beards are welcome. You know,
some pirates didn't have beards, though.
Right. So it's inclusive to everybody is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Johnny. What's his face? Johnny.
Depp.
Depp. What was his character? What was the stupid pirate that he
played? Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
John Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow, actually.
Captain Jack Sparrow. He was kind of a tool.
Yeah, that Bloom kid there. He didn't have a beard either, and he was a pirate.
Or Orlando Bloom. He had a little facial hair.
Bootstrap was Bill!
Was he a pirate?
Yep. He was a pirate.
Hello, Poppy.
But yeah, you can piece it together. Friendly to beards. Also, if you're drunk, then that matches, you know? This is an adult pick. Because if you go get drunk at a party, then, yeah, you're a drunk pirate. It makes sense.
I bet you he wanted a shag Keira Nightingale.
Number three, everybody. This one, all right. So I went with the first. So witch, that's primarily, you know, for the ladies. Like I said, you could be a devil or whatever. I kind of saw those as hand in hand. But like number three, Joker and Harley Quinn. I see those as trade-offs, you know. The guy and girl equivalent. Okay. Joker, Harley Quinn.
That's like two picks. Though,
that's
Chad.
Two picks. Pick one, Chad.
Yeah, pick one, you dickhead.
I'll say Harley Quinn then, because Joker's a little okay. Played out a little bit. Ever since The Dark Knight came out, everybody was. And my roommate in college had the best Heath Ledger version of a Joker costume.
I disagree. I think James Holmes pulled off the
well,
best.
What's his face was...
Whoa. I don't think he did, Jordy.
Yeah, really. Come on. Clean up your act. You're a disgrace. You're ridiculous. First, you Billy Jack bullshit trivia questions. Now you're throwing out shit like that. Look yourself in the mirror and change some shit. Listen, Joker, Dark Knight, blew up, got a little played out. Joaquin Phoenix, that's everywhere now. It's getting a little out of hand. Harley Quinn, it's a good look. You can carry it on a baseball bat. I like it. Is Jordy still there?
Number one, Chad?
Wait, hold on. Number two is Mario and Luigi.
Oh, that's two.
Why
picks,
don't you?
Pick one. Pick no. one.
I can't. Just they have to go together. Remember, in
number
Always
two
Sunny
is plumber. Chad's number two. Chad's number two is plumber.
Yeah, that's what you are. If you're not together, you're just some weird asshole plumber, which is what Dennis says in Always Sunny, because Mac was supposed to show up as Mario. So then there's just a Luigi walking around. You got to have them both.
They're not even the best plumbers, though.
Right. They're actually not good plumbers at all. They don't do
you know,
their job.
You know who's
all.
A better plumber? Jimmy Flaherty from Celtic Pride.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that one.
All right, Chad.
Number one, Ghostbusters.
What? That's like five picks.
No,
Chad.
You can be a Ghostbuster.
That's your
you
pick.
Get a
then.
Nice
one,
jumpsuit.
A Ghostbuster.
You have a prop gun and a backpack.
All right, so I'm going to run this back for Chad. Number top six Halloween costumes for Chad. This is what he picked. Number six, witch. Number five, skeleton. Number four, pirate. Number three, clown. Number two, plumber. Number one, Ghostbusters. Jordy, you're up.
Wait, Jordy.
All right,
actually,
guys.
One time someone told me, they were like, honestly, Chad, you kind of look like James Holmes.
Yeah.
And God. I was like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I would never talk to that person again.
At the picture, I'm like, God damn it. He's got that little red tint in his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's why I have a big bushy beard now.
You don't have those bug eyes, so it's all good. All right, guys, my number six. I had to think real hard about my list. This was actually probably the toughest list yet. And number six, it's sexy cop.
That's the best kind of cop.
All right. Number five, sexy witch.
Okay. I guess that falls into just witch.
Number four, sexy zombie.
Oh, God.
Number three, sexy librarian.
Wow. That one's got to be, you just get some glasses or. All right.
Number two, guys, since we're in the middle of a pandemic, I got sexy nurse.
Oh, man. See, that's topical.
Number one, it's timeless, guys. Ghost.
Just wait. Just a ghost?
Cut a couple holes in a white sheet, and you're
just
good to go.
Just a ghost.
Ghost.
That's it.
How many holes do you cut?
And is the sheet form-fitting?
Three.
Okay, two for the eyes. Two for the eyes. What's the other one?
Mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And, of course, you wear a mask underneath it so you don't breathe out the COVID.
All right, so... Interesting list. George, go ahead and run it back.
All right, guys, I'm going to run it back. I got number six, sexy cop. Number five, sexy witch. Number four, a sexy zombie. Number three, a sexy librarian. Number two, a sexy nurse. And number one, ghost.
Sexy zombie has me kind of confused. I kind of want to.
It got you a little. You're going to bust in your shorts.
All right, Jordy, I didn't expect that from you. So,
yeah, I had to think real hard about it. It was tough.
I'm sure you were hard.
I was.
Oh, all right.
Honestly, you guys remember American Wedding, that sexy cop in that. And there's I should put sexy butler too. Damn it. Anyway, Dusty, you're up.
You can change it. All right.
No, I ain't changing shit. So.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and rapid fire my top six Halloween costumes right now. There's some crossover, but my number one is very specific. So we've got my top six Halloween costumes are number six, vampire. Number five, witch. Number four, princess. Number three, superhero. Number two, ghost.
Superhero? Duh.
Superhero.
Okay, just keep going.
Number one, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jules that, is Hulk
dude,
Hogan.
All right,
is
see,
the best.
You said a specific wrestler. That's like your superhero thing's like wrestler, if you just said that.
Well, you said four different people for one of your picks.
Yeah, you said like eight plumbers.
Which Ghostbuster are you going to be? There's a difference if you're going to be Winston or Peter Venkman.
Egon, Rick Moranis
you're
character.
You're just a Ghostbuster. A Ghostbuster. You're just.
Hey, I know what you mean. I was a Ghostbuster in college and we won best costume.
Well, which Hulk Hogan are you going to be? Are you going to be New World Order? Are you going to be, you know, the 80s?
That's Hollywood Hogan, the NWO version. Hulk Hogan is Hulk Hogan.
What about
Hogan.
Sexy Hulk Hogan?
He didn't say that. He said Hulk Jeez. Hogan.
All right. So I also won best costume at work for Macho Man. I threw Slim Jims.
Damn. Oh.
I had the little Slim Jims and I was throwing them at people. And I won best costume. All right. So
I'm surprised you haven't gone as the Ultimate Warrior yet.
Well, I don't have the body for that just yet.
You know what you could do? You could go with Sexy Big Boss Man.
Yeah?
You don't think about facial hair, Jordy. Because you can just throw on a mustache whenever you want. Try taking it off. You can't. It's a commitment.
Big Boss Man had
Macho
a goatee,
Man,
didn't
that's
he?
Beard friendly. Even Hulk Hogan's tricky.
Yeah, you got to shave for the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, you got to be smooth.
You do. So Hulk Hogan has a special place in my heart because my last year, my daughter Jules, she would have been two last year, she dressed up as Hulk Hogan. She already had the built-in shoulder-length blonde hair. And I bought some fake mustaches, just threw a Fu Manchu on her. And people that were younger than Chad, and then old people were like looking at her and like, oh my god, that's the best costume I've ever seen.
It really was. It was awesome. You got to post that picture.
I will. All right, so we have some crossover. Jordy's got a lot of sexiness on his list. Shouldn't take us too long here, but we're not going to take a break. Let's go ahead and shout out some local funeral homes. We are in McKean County, Pennsylvania. Chad's down in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Off the top of my head, we got Tarbox Funeral Home. We got Schweitzer's. We got Hartle's.
We got Hartle Tarbox. They have a collaboration.
Oh, they merged.
Yeah, they ain't just two separate
ones. Yeah, they're
ones.
Like Mario
they're
and
one.
Luigi. They have to be together. They're
That's
one.
Chad, you mentioned a chain funeral homes. That's sort of a chain
I'm
funeral
talking,
home. They got one in Smithport. They got one
like,
in Port.
You know.
Corporate,
yeah, like
okay,
like shame. Cabela's funeral home or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
All right, so Chad, I put in Dubois funeral homes in Google.
Baronic,
we got
shout out
Baronic.
Baronic's funeral home, cool dude.
Baronic,
I think I owe him a video actually. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leo Nedza funeral home.
Yeah, that's one.
Chad. You should see if some of these people want to live stream a funeral.
Yeah.
I mean,
get in on that action.
I'll let them ask me that.
All right. I'll send them an anonymous tip. Like, hey, you should live stream this funeral.
Wow. Just to everyone. Yeah.
It's actually a good idea because some funerals, they only allow like 25 people.
Yeah. You know.
Get some close-up shots of the caskets and the bodies and the lips and the eyes.
If there's a demand, I'll be there, but I'll let it come to me.
Hey, there's also a Dubois funeral home in Buffalo. It's actually named Dubois Funeral Home.
Damn.
Huh. Oh, nice.
All right.
You
so
know, there's
shout
a...
out, yeah, shout out to all of the the funeral homes out there.
There's a funeral home just down the street, Cummings Funeral Home in Kane. And also, it's not on this street here where I live, but Ronald McDonald, he was actually in a Taco Bell commercial a few years ago. He has a funeral home in Kane.
See, he
okay,
knows
I remember
about
that.
The corporate Taco Bell idea. Maybe this is cooking. Maybe the whole.
Yeah, it was a Taco Bell used a bunch of people by the name of Ronald McDonald as a just an advertisement against McDonald's. Ooh. Yeah, marketing ploy.
Damn.
So, yeah, shout out to Taco Bell and Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, corporate funeral homes. If anyone does that, we have it on record now.
Yeah, corporate funeral homes. All right, so let's get this ultimate top six Halloween costumes list taken care of, guys. So, Jordy, I mean, all of yours have sexy in front of them except for Ghost. And Ghost appears on your list and my list. Chad has Ghostbusters.
Well, let me throw a curveball in here. actually, my number one is sexy because he was on your top six hunks list, and it's Swayze. He's a sexy ghost.
That's true. He is. Hunky, sexy ghost. However,
Patrick Swayze, he's number
one. Only ghost. And you just said ghost. So
it was in reference to the movie Ghost, though, which is Swayze.
Well, you got to put that in writing. You got to say that up front.
That's the curveball. That's the
also
mystery.
No one's
That's
going as Patrick Swayze from Ghost. That's not even a costume.
Bullshit. Dude, I went for him last year. Ted?
I thought you were Dalton from Roadhouse.
Yeah, I was Dalton. And then the year before that, I was Ghost.
I thought you were Johnny Castle from Dirty Dancing. Is that his name? Johnny Castle? Is that right? Did I make that up? Shit.
Hold on. Let me check.
Dude, Johnny Castle. That's it.
Nobody puts baby now in the corner.
That would be an easy one to do because you just have to get some like a leather jacket and just
and a bunch of moves.
See, I'd have
hair.
To shave my chest hair, guys. It's all about the hair for me.
Yeah, why is your
I'm
chest
hairy.
So hairy?
Actually, what's funny, I'm going as a werewolf this year, so I'm trying to cultivate as much hair as possible.
Fitting. All my hair is on my eyebrows. I ain't got none on my chest.
I'm on a strict no shave regimen to prepare for my werewolf costume. Everywhere.
So are you going as Teen Wolf or
no? Because that would require a freaking basketball jersey, which would expose a lot of hair. I'm not that hairy.
And it would also require a little bit of athleticism, which you don't
have.
Well,
one day we're going one on one, and I'll dress as Scott Howard,
Teen Wolf. I'll dress up as the fat guy that's on Teen Wolf's team.
Chubbs. Okay.
Yeah, I'll dress up
we'll
as
get
Chubbs.
The jerseys made, and we'll film. I'll dress up as the Teen Wolf, and I'll beat you one-on-one.
No, I'll play the dickhead from the other team.
Oh, the one that literally assault and batteries his ass on the court. And he's just like, that movie. What a great movie.
Dude, I had a crush on the chick from that movie, Pamela. Thought she was sexy.
All right, guys, let's get back on track with this top six Halloween costume shit. Number one is going to be Ghost.
What?
Yes.
Fine, two Timeless. Ghostbuster.
Chad, it's the easiest, most cost-efficient costume on the market.
A sheet?
Yeah, cut three holes in it.
Plus, Sheets is our unofficial sponsor, along with local funeral homes. So we have to put Ghost on there for Sheets. They told.
Yep.
All right. You know what? Didn't E.T. dress up as a ghost or Yoda or something?
Yeah, E.T., that overrated movie. Yeah, he did.
Overrated? Oh, damn. Struck a nerve there. All right, Ghost number one. What about Ghostbuster number two, just to keep the balance?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, yeah, we're going with the Ghost
route.
Honestly,
they could go together, and it would make sense.
What do you guys think about Hulk Hogan as number three? I mean,
I'd be all right with that.
All right.
Wow. Jordy.
Is Jules dressing up as Hulk again this year?
I don't know. No, because she let me do whatever last year, and now she, like, knows more, like.
All right, you know, Audrey's getting that type of hairstyle. Maybe she'll pull that off next
year. I'll send you the goods. I'll send you the whole Hulkamania onesie and all that.
All right, we'll do that next year because she's going to be a unicorn this year.
Hey, get ready. Make sure that next year would probably be a better year so you can enter a costume contest because she'll.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And just have her say trick or treat, brother.
Yes.
All right, so number one, top six Halloween costumes, Ghost. Number two, Ghostbuster. Number three, Hulk Hogan. Number four, Jordy.
Witch.
What about a sexy witch? I kind of like sexy.
Yes. Sexy witch.
With is that a Ooh, loss for me, or am I? Is that the same thing as what I put? Witch.
Witch. We all had witch. Jordy just had sexy witch.
Yeah, you gotta add. You gotta spice it up.
Oh.
You know, get some black stockings on there.
Just, you have
yeah,
to
cleavage popping out. Cleavage popping out. Black stockings. Yeah, sexy. Sexy witch.
You know what? Looking at Jordy's list, I think we're just gonna fill out our ultimate list with a couple of those. I like
you
librarian.
Know, you should put sexy vampire too. Sexy vampire and librarian. What about the nurse for the pandemic?
We can do nurse. Sexy nurse.
Yeah, and I'd be okay with sexy vampire too.
Okay, and how about
like Jessica from True Blood?
Ooh, yeah, oh. Sexy vampire is going on.
Yes.
Hey guys, what about Mario and Luigi?
That's two people. That'd be a top six Halloween costume combo.
We could put plumber at six, maybe.
Oh, sexy plumber.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait. Let's get rid of sexy witch and do sexy plumber.
I'd be good with that.
That
all right.
Yeah, there you go. The ass crack hanging out.
All right. So top six Halloween costumes. Number one, ghost. Number two, Ghostbuster. Number three, Hulk Hogan, brother. Number four, sexy plumber. Number five, sexy nurse. Number six, sexy vampire. Oh, yeah, what a list.
Wait, was plumber on there?
Ugh. Sexy plumber, number four.
Yeah, all right, just making sure. Sorry, I was... Yeah.
Mm.
All right, we're going to end this episode with a movie review done by the middle brother, Jordy, here. He's going to go ahead and focus on a movie that, to me, sucks. But it's popular during this time of year. We're going to go, Jordy, give us your thoughts on Hocus Pocus.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Jordy, and I'm here to share my thoughts on the movie Hocus Pocus. The laughs are infrequent. The scares and thrills are sporadic, even for kids. This movie won't have you hanging on the edge of your seat. And it won't have you busting a gut with laughter. And really, there are no truly scary scenes. The bathroom stalls and sheets are scarier than this movie. Anyway, it's got a somewhat entertaining plot, but nothing extraordinary. It's easy to follow and pretty digestible and innocent. Sarah Jessica Parker as the blonde witch is decent eye candy. And a lot of people look at this movie with rose-tinted glasses, but honestly, it's not that great. Not all movies we watched as kids age well. This is not in the same league as The Sandlot or Home Alone. Those are classics. This is an innocent little middle-of-the-road motion picture, 6 out of 10.
All right, Chad? Would you agree or disagree?
I would disagree with literally everything he said. I think it's a great movie, and it captures.
You think it's a funny movie, Chad? Seriously,
and
Chad.
I really like it. And it's also, by the way, a fun kids movie. So if you don't like it, maybe you should relax.
Frank and Weenie, watch Frank and Weenie. Don't watch Hocus Pocus.
Watch them both.
No,
Bette Midler.
Hey, Chad, you really
hilarious.
Chad, why don't you go? Why don't you go as Skip Bayless for Halloween? Because I feel like you just did the opposite of what Jordy did for fun.
Yeah, you're a contrarian,
no, I
you little
that
piece
shit
of
all
shit.
The time.
All right,
you're a contrarian,
I do
you
like
little
it,
bastard.
I'm not cheesing right now. It's good. I think it's fun.
What's
wrong with it? When they go to the road, the blacktop, they've never seen a road before because they're from the 1600s, and they think it's some like evil river. And they throw the young one in there to see what it'll do. And then they start dancing on it because it's like a smooth surface. It's funny. So get the hell out of here.
Okay, Ice.
All right, Jordy.
He's just mad. I'm going to kick his ass as Teen Wolf.
This is Ken Kenneth from Connecticut. Happy Halloween, you little bitch.